I'm super tired. But my brain's awake. So sometimes if that happens, I can just use one of my kitty toys and play a little bit, and that can help me fall back asleep. So I'm gonna do that. I've been having fun making audios lately, and this new kitty toy makes funny noises. It's like, the kind that that's maybe a little too strong for me, too intense. But I like it a lot. I just have to take lots of breaks. That's what I figured out. Sometimes with people in the past that I've hooked up with, I feel like they will, like, especially if they're, like, going down on me or something, they'll, like, if I'm getting really squirmy and saying it's too much or starting to push them away, there's been people who are, like, think that means I'm gonna come, I think, if they hold me there and encourage me to keep, like, not fighting it, I guess. But the more I am playing with myself only, with my kitty toys, I'm realizing that's not how I work. That I really do, like, see, just like that. My toes are doing that curling up thing. Did you hear my puppy snoring? Oh, fuck. It always makes my brain really tired right away. I think I'll be able to sleep. Did you touch yourself too? You can, you know. I'll stay with you. You can maybe start giving yourself a massage on the back of your neck and your jaw. See if you can get yourself relaxed and do like sleepy play like I did. Maybe just start to massage whatever feels good, either just light with your fingertips or pushing in a little harder. Start to massage on your chest and around your collarbones. Pay attention. I know it sounds cheesy, but try to like listen to your body, I guess. And I just mean like notice what things feel like. And if you find a spot that's kind of tender or sore, maybe just stay there for a little bit. You know which spot I found that's funny? It's like right where my very like outer part of my boob meets my armpit. That's sore there. And I'm just really lightly over my t-shirt making little circles around my nipple with all four of my fingertips really lightly. I just want to see if I can make it stand up. And I can. See if you can get yours to do it too. Nipples are funny. I think some people don't really feel that much there. And some feel a lot. Mine are really sensitive. And really, like, pokey. If they get hard. So. Keep feeling your body. Work your way a little lower over like your rib cage area and then down the sides. My sides are really sensitive too. I like being touched there, but it can give me goosebumps. So it has to be either like really light and not tickly or hard enough, but I can't have fingernails on my sides or like medium pressure because it's too much goosebumps or tickles. Keep exploring and feeling around and seeing what feels good. Not even in a sexual way. Just in a way that's like a yes or no answer. Ask yourself, does this feel interesting? Maybe nice? It doesn't have to be like arousal or horny. A lot of the times when I'm falling asleep, I will like use my fingertips or just my nails gently and like rub up and down my arms really slow. I don't know. I think our bodies really like being touched. Not everyone I know, of course, but in general, I think like nice physical touch is something that is really happy. And if you're not with a partner tonight, that's okay, because you can do it to yourself. It still feels nice and happy. But if you want to be a little more sexual, like if you want to make yourself have an orgasm to help you fall asleep like I did, you can reach down between your legs, and if you rub your fingers up your inner thigh, up until they hit a wall, and then you just use your fingers to kind of gently touch in that little like crease. And then you can rub up and over to the other crease. And just tease all around, but don't really touch yourself yet, you know. See. See if you can go like in just little incremental steps. Make it feel a little more erotic of a touch. But take your time and like see if you can hold off really touching yourself until you practically can't help it. Use your fingers, use your palms, use your nails, all around, but don't touch yourself yet. Maybe start to think of some of your fantasies. I don't know. I'm too tired to keep going. But I'll stay with you. I'm sorry if that's the worst and the most frustrating audio. I think I'm gonna leave it recording for another minute or so, and then turn it off. I'm happy you listened to me. And I hope you smile. Good night.